Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is, where can I find a good management training course? As a good manager, you need to be able to get the best from the others around you. But in order to get the best from the others around you, you must first learn how to get the best performance from yourself. I.e., if you cannot manage yourself, then you have no chance of managing others. So how can you best manage yourself? The first thing to do is to define your terms. In a business context, what does self-management mean? Self-management is the art of controlling the contents of your mind, the contents of your language, and the quality and quantity of your actions, so that they will harmonize to create a productive working atmosphere around you. How would you go about developing these wonderful attributes of mind, language, and action? Answer: divide the problem into subsets and work on each subset as a distinct skill. As follows. 1. Self-management is the art of controlling the contents of your mind. This section divides into two subsets. 1. Your knowledge bank, and 2. Your attitudes. Your knowledge bank is the store of specialized information and experience that is specific to your industry that you can bring to bear on your business problems. If your knowledge bank is empty, then you won't make good decisions and you will become inefficient. If your knowledge bank is full, then you will make accurate decisions and you will become more efficient and effective. So study. Study and learn your craft. Remember the wise saying, fortune favors the prepared mind. Self-management is the art of controlling your attitudes. Your attitudes have a profound effect on your results because your attitudes affect your actions, i.e., everything that you say and everything that you do. Your attitudes are the sum total of your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs about any person, group, or issue. Generally, here's how attitudes work. Attitudes, thoughts, feelings combined, affect actions, and actions create results, and results reinforce thoughts and feelings. So negatively, it works against you like this. Disempowered thoughts create poor emotional states, and poor emotional states create poor personal actions, and poor personal actions create bad results, and bad results reinforce disempowered thought. Positively, attitudes work for you like this. Empowered attitudes create resourceful emotional states. Resourceful emotional states create improved personal actions, and improved personal actions create better results, and better results reinforce empowered thought. The wise Thomas Edison said, the three great essentials to achieve anything worthwhile are, first, hard work, second, stick-to-itiveness, and third, common sense. Pasteur said, let me tell you the secret that has led me to my goal. My only strength lies in my tenacity. Self-management is the art of controlling your language. Your results are based upon two things. 1. Everything you do, and 2. Everything you say. Everything you say is a weighty component of your success or failure. You can divide your communication into three classes. 1. The things you say that help. 2. The things you say that don't help. 3. The things you say that are actively harmful. The things you say that help. This class contains the following. 1. Talking optimistically about the goal. 2. Talking about how you can achieve the goal. 3. Honest praise. 4. Enthusiastic and inspiring words. the things you say that don't help, failing to talk about goals and talking about the football instead, failing to talk about plans and talking about movies instead, failure to praise and appreciate others, failing to inspire others. The things you say that are actively harmful, complaining, bitching and moaning about the things you can't change, complaining, bitching and moaning about the things you can change but don't, and unfair criticism and unfounded pessimism, and jokes at the other's expense. The advice is this: use only category one speech. Self-management is the art of controlling the quality and quantity of your actions. Your results are based on two things: everything you do and everything you say. Everything you do is a weighty component of your success or failure. You are paid for results, not for effort. It is not enough to be a hard worker. There are plenty of people who work hard and end up penniless, flat broke and depressed. You must be more than a hard worker. It is better to become an effective worker, i.e. a thinker. Edison said, "Being busy does not always mean real work. The object of all work is production or accomplishment, and to either of these ends, there must be forethought, system, planning, intelligence, and honest purpose, as well as perspiration. Seeming to do is not doing." Ayn Rand said it like this: "Capitalism demands the best of every man, his rationality, and it rewards him accordingly. It leaves every man free to choose the work he likes, to specialize in it, to trade his product for the products of others, and to go as far on the road of achievement as his ability and ambition will carry him." Aristotle said it like this: "We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit." And I say it like this: remember that over the long stretch, people who are operating in a systematic, organized, and planned way are far more productive than an equally intelligent person who is operating in an unsystematic, disorganized, and chaotic way. Try hard to distinguish between being merely busy and instead try to be more productive. Make the busy but non-productive day your most hated enemy. Summary of the main points: if you cannot manage yourself, then you have no chance of managing others. How can you best manage yourself? Study and learn your craft. Self-management is the art of controlling your attitudes. Remember the wise saying: fortune favors the prepared mind. Talk optimistically about your goals. Talk about how you can achieve your goals. Give honest praise. Use enthusiastic and inspiring words. Remember that the object of all work is production and progress, and to these ends there must be forethought, honest purpose, as well as perspiration. You must be more than a hard worker. It is better to become an effective worker, i.e. a thinker. You are what you repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Thank you.